Okay, today's daf is Becharos Daf Beis. We start Maseches Becharos today, so a little bit of introduction to Maseches Becharos. Maseches Becharos deals with halachos of firstborns. They include several categories. A Bechor Behema Temeya, even though we call it Bechor Behema Temeya, there's only one kind of non-kosher animal that has a din of Bechor, and that's a Chamor. And the Gemara explains that aside from Gzeres HaKasav, that it's Dafka Chamor that's Chayiv in Bechor, there's a Tamludavar, there's a reason for it, because the Chamorim helped the Jewish people when we left Mitzrayim carry all the Kesef and the Zav of the Mitzrim, so as a, Hakaras HaTov, or as some sort of indication of that, we attach some Kedusha, the Torah attaches some Kedusha to the Peter Chamor, to the firstborn animal of a Chamor, of a donkey. So that we also have Halachos of Bechor Behema Tahora, of firstborns of kosher animals, and we have Halachos of Bechor Adam, of firstborn people. We also have a din of Meiser Behema that we're going to discuss in this Masechta, even though Meiser Behema is not really about Bechor. So the first parak is all about Petar Chamar, is all about the Bechor Behema Temeya. The second parak until the sixth parak is all about Bechor Behema Tahora and Halachos of various Mumin. And the seventh parak is about Mumin Hapsulim Ba'Adam. The eighth parak is about Bechor Adam. And the final parak, the ninth parak, is about Meiser Behema. So a little bit about Petar Chamar, or just dinim of Becharos and Meiser in general, to get us ready for the Masechta. The Becharos are one of the 24 Matnos Kohuna. Kohanim are Zoche either in the Bechor itself or in the Pidyon of the Bechor, depending which halacha we're talking about. Kedushas Becharos Chal only on a male Vlad that's born with a normal Leda and is the first one out of the Rechem of the mother. A Bechor Behemet Temeh is a mitzvah saseh on the Bailim, which is going to be the subject of our parak again, is a mitzvah saseh on the Bailim, on the owner of the animal, to be Poda the Peter Chamar with either a sheep or with the value of the chamar, and give that, either the sheep or the value of the chamar, to a kohen. So you redeem it for, again, either a tlat or the value of a chamar, and you give that to a kohen. If, for whatever reason, you're unable or don't want to be podit, so then there's what we call the arifas chamar. You're chayv to laruf es rosh hashal chamar. You have to chop off the back of the neck. You have to chop the back of the neck of the peter chamar. Now, whether that is considered its own separate mitzvah is a major discussion amongst the Monei HaMitzvos, whether the Arifas HaChamar is considered a mitzvah. It's obviously situational. It's only if you're unable to do the Pidyon. That's the basic din of Bechor Behema Temeya, of Peter Chamar. Bechor Behema Tahora, you give to a Kohen like all Matnos Kuhuna. That's when you just give the animal itself. You don't redeem it and give. You just give the animal itself. If it's not a Bal Mum, you have to give it as a Karban. You have to bring it as a Karban Bechor, and the meat is eaten by a Kohen in Yerushalayim, like all Kachem Kalim. If it is a Bal Mum, and it has, the Mum is a Mum Kavua, so then you could shecht it, and the meat could be eaten by anybody, anywhere. A Bechor, you're not allowed to do Giza, Avoda, you're not allowed to shear a Bechor, you're not allowed to do Avoda with a Bechor, like all other Kachem. That's the din of Bechor Behema Tahora. A Bechor Adam is when a person gets to 30 days old, there's a mitzvah to do Pidyon, there's a mitzvah to redeem him. That pidyon is done by taking five slaim, or the value of five slaim, and giving it to a kohen. That's a mitzvah that's on the father of the child to do. If the father doesn't do it, then when the child gets of age, when the child gets older, he has to do it. And the final set of halachas we're going to discuss in this mesechta is Meiser Behema, which is very similar to Karban Bechor, and that's why it's mentioned here. But the mitzvah of Meiser, the nature of the mitzvah, is entirely different. The mitzvah is to take one out of every 10 kosher animals, bakar v'tzon, from the behemoths that are born into your flock that year, and be makrav them bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Bailim could eat it in Yerushalayim like a din of Kachem Kalim. If it has a mum, then it could be nechal b'kol makom. That's the basic din of Meiser Behema. So, we're about to start Petach Chamar. Petach Chamar is dafka by a Bechor that's owned by a Jew that has Dine Bechor. If it's not owned by a Jew, that's going to be the basis of our Mishnah, it's going to be based on that halacha, that if it's not owned by a Jew, there is no din of Petach Chamar, regardless of how little of the ownership is non-Jewish ownership, it's going to be pater from Petach Chamar. So let's see Let's begin the Masechta. So says the Mishnah, Halokech ubar chamoro shel ovid kolchavim. If a person buys the fetus of a chamor of an ovid kolchavim, meaning the guy still owns the chamor, you are just purchasing the fetus of that chamor. V'hamochelo, or you own the chamor and you are selling him the fetus. Afal pishena rashai. Now, selling him the fetus, you're not allowed to do. But nevertheless, if you did it, that's case number two. Vameshtateflo, or you have a shutvus with both the mother and the fetus. Meaning, I'm not selling only the mother, nor am I selling only the fetus. I'm selling a shutvus in everything, in mother and fetus. That's case number three. Vamekabel hemenu, or the guy owns the animal. I agree to raise the animal in order to, and as my payment, I'm going to get the uber, I'm going to get the fetus. Vanosin lobekabala, or this case number five, where I own the animal, I give the guy the animal to raise, and as a result of him raising, as a reward for him raising the animal, he's going to receive the vlados. So in all of these cases, Potter min habechora. There's a yad goy be'emtza. The guy has a chelek in all of these cases, and in all of these cases, you're potter from bechora. Shenemar be Yisrael avlo ba'acherim, because the pasuk says be Yisrael avlo ba'acherim. Now, if you look at Rashi, halakech ubar chamoro, on the first case of the Mishnah where you buy the fetus, ubechorhu v'adayinu b'meyimo. Again, the assumption is obviously that the fetus is a bechor. If the fetus weren't a bechor, then there's really very little to discuss over here. But you buy the fetus, and the animal's already pregnant. The mother's already pregnant when you buy the fetus. V'haydenokat chamor v'lo nokat para mefarish bepirka tinyana da aidi dezutra mili de pater chamar pasuk v'shadi lei v'kali nechpirkin mayri b'b'chor behema Torah. So right away Rashi's bothered. Why do we start the mesechta with pidyon peter chamar? Of all the things to start the mesechta with, it's b'choros. We just went through a whole list of all of the various halachos of b'choros that apply. We not only have behema tamei of peter chamar, we have behema Torah, we have b'chor adam, we have meiser behema. Why do we dafka start with this set of halachos? Why don't we start with the bulk of the Masechta, which is Bechor Beim Tahora? So Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain this in the second parak, that we want to get it out of the way because it's a very small amount of halachos. It's not a significant number of halachos, so we get the halachos of Petra Chamar out of the way right away. Now, the Mishnah had said that if you sell a fetus to a guy, it's Eino Rashai. Now, the sale is binding, but it's Eino Rashai. You're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? So Rashi quotes a brisa of Maseches Avodah Zarah that ein mochlem behema gasa mimnesha osa b'malacha b'shabbos. You're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to an ovid kochavim because he's going to do malacha with that behema gasa on Shabbos, and that's the reason that it's usher to sell the behema gasa to an ovid kochavim. Now the problem is Tos Yantif points out over here, right here on this Mishnah, that if you actually look at that Gemara, it seems that the chashash is mishum she'ela oschirus onisyone, that it's really a knas midrabanan. It's not that there's an isur d'oraisa to sell to a guy that because he's going to do malach with it on Shabbos. The issue really is that if you lend or rent your behemoth to a guy and the guy does malach on Shabbos, it's going to look like it's a behema shel Yisrael. It will turn out that it's a behema owned by a Jew. If you rent or lend it to him, it's a behema owned by a Jew, and it's not being shoves on Shabbos. It's not resting on Shabbos. So that's why the Chacham made a gezerah not to sell it either, because it's pashut that you're not allowed to rent it or lend it, where it's then going to be a Jew's animal. It's working on Shabbos. So the Chacham said, you're not even allowed to sell it to a guy, as a protective measure to make sure that you don't lend it or rent it. And also, gzeira mishum nisyone, the Gemara says that if Yisrael sells it to a guy, he's going to be menas, he's going to try out the behema in front of the guy to show if it works properly. You know, the Jew is going to demonstrate how the animal works well and how you could deal with the animal, and through that, the Jew himself is going to be over the iser of mechamer b'shabbos. But mechira mamish to a guy is not, we're not choshesh for the malachas that the animal actually does while it's owned by a guy. That's not the issue over here. If you sell an animal to a guy and the animal does malacha on Shabbos, well, that's fine. A guy has no isra of shvisa, no mitzvah of shvisas behemto on Shabbos, and you certainly don't have to worry that it's your animal anymore if you do a real sale. The only issue is you're going to rent it or you lend it to him. Then it's your animal that's doing the work, Or if during the process of selling, prior to the actual transaction, you might come to be mechamer yourself on Shabbos. But there's no actual technical problem of a guy owning the animal and doing work on Shabbos, which, even though Rashi's not mashma that way at all over here, if you look at that Sugin of Adzara, Tosfos Yom Tov points out, it seems that Sugin of Adzara is very clear about that point. The Ramah, now the Mishnah over here says that in all five of these cases, the reason that it's pater from Bechor is because it's a guy has some sort of chelik in it, and the Pasuk says, Be Yisrael, Avaloba Acherim. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Yardea, Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, Si'if Chaf Aleph, which is obviously the Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, is the Simen that's going to be Nogeah to all of these halachos. The Ramah writes that what if you have a female Kohen or a female Leviya, a Kohenis or Leviya, that brings a Behema and the Nichse Malug into a marriage. So, and she marries a Yisrael, she marries a non-Kohen. So the, because the halacha is that just like by Bechor Adam, if it belongs to a Kohen or a Levi, they're Pater, so the same is going to be true by Bechor Behema as well. So what if you have a female Kohen, brings in her Nichse Malug, brings an animal. So is it Patura from Bechor? The Ramah says, yes, it's Pater from Bechor. And he bases it on Tshuva Sarashba, that since a woman has a Chelek in the Nichse Malug, and the woman is Pater from Petar Chamar, just like a Nachri is Pater from Petar Chamar, so there's no Chiv Bechora. And the Ramah also adds that she gets to eat the peros of the Nichse Malug, and if it gets stolen, the Kefel payment for having it stolen will go to her. So she clearly has definite ownership stake in the Nichse Malug. So just like we have a din in our Mishnah, that a guy who has any ownership stake in an animal is going to be that animal is going to be pater from Petar Chamar, so too if a woman, if not a woman, for Kohen or Levi, or for that matter Kohenes or Levia, has any ownership stake in an animal, it's also going to be pater from Petar Chamar. Fine. So we had five cases in our Mishnah. So the Gemara just wants to know, Kol Hani Lamali, why do you need five cases in the Mishnah? Just tell me, you know, one case and the last line. Tell me that if a guy buys just the Ubar, so it's Pater from Petar Chamar, because Shenemar Bisrael of Loba Achirim, and I would understand that all the cases are the same. They're all about the fact that a guy has some chelik in it. Why do I need all five examples? So says the Gemara, we need all five. Tzrichi. Well, actually, what the Gemara is really going to say is we only need four out of five, and one of them is just thrown in, but the Gemara is going to make a tzrichus to show at least we need most of them. So tzrichi, we need these cases. Had it had only case number one, where you buy the ubar, you buy the fetus from a guy, and the guy still owns the animal, I would have thought we let you off the hook and we maintain, meaning there's no question what the din d'oraisa is. The din d'oraisa is clear that if a guy has any ownership whatsoever in either the mother or the fetus, the din d'oraisa is clear that it's pater from Petar Chamar. The question is, why maybe we would have thought the Rabbanan should make a gzeira or a takana that you should be chayv in Petar Chamar in some of these partial ownership cases. So the Gemara says, now, had it only told me the case of Lokech, where I buy the fetus, I would say, no, the Rabbanan aren't going to make any knas or any takana to make me do Petar Chamar, because I just did a great mitzvah. I just brought an animal from the ownership of a guy, and I brought it into Kedusha. So why would they penalize me? Why would they make me pay? Why would they make me have to do Petar Chamar? Aval Mocher, but when I'm the seller, and I sold the Uber to a guy, to Kamafkala mi Kedusha, where I've uprooted its Kedusha, Emelikneseh, so maybe in that circumstance I would think there would be some sort of knas in place, some sort of penalty for selling the Kedusha, for getting rid of the Kedusha of the animal. Kamashmala, and therefore comes to tell me that no, even in the second case, the Rabbanan didn't make any sort of knas, we maintain the Din d'oraisa, that since it's there's Gaish ownership, Melitz Pater from Petar Chamar. What kind of bringing into Kedusha? There's such a thing as Kedusha by an animal. You bring it into Kedusha when you buy an animal. So says Rashi, Mais le Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? Shetei Shoveses B'Shabbos. They're keeping the mitzvah of Elekha L'miknesei. That now this animal is no longer going to work on Shabbos. And since the animal is not going to work on Shabbos, I've just increased the amount of Kedusha in the world by buying this animal. So that's how Rashi understands. So that Tosos is bothered. The Lashon Maisi Lo the Kedusha certainly doesn't sound like we're talking about Shabbos. It sounds like we're talking about some type of inherent Kedusha in the animal. Not that it's the fact that now the animal is going to not work on Shabbos, and in that way I did a great mitzvah. It sounds like we're talking about Kedusha of the animal. And furthermore, the Shittim Kvetzes asks much stronger. Shittim Kvetzes points out, on the side of the page, Shidun Gretzos points out that what's it shaykh to say that you bring the behemoth to Shvisa Shabbos and that's a mitzvah? What do you mean? Do we have a mitzvah to try to buy up every behemoth in the world so that they won't work on Shabbos? There's no such mitzvah. The halacha is, if you happen to own a behemoth, if a Jew happens to own a behemoth, the Jew is not allowed to work that behemoth on Shabbos. But there's a mitzvah to dafka own behemoths, own as many behemoths as you can so that those behemoths won't work on Shabbos. There's no problem with a behemoth doing work on Shabbos if the behemoth belongs to a guy. So what kind of mitzvah, what kind of great deed is this that you go and you buy a behemoth from a guy? Very, very difficult. So the Reishis Pikurim is mitarets the kasha of the Shidduch Mubetzes, and he says maybe Rashi holds that granted, there's no mitzvah to be mashvis every behemoth in the world on Shabbos, but still, if someone doesn't have a behemoth that's shoves, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah saseh of shvisas behemoth. The Torah has a mitzvah saseh of shvisas behemoth on Shabbos, so it's not just an isra say, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and you can't be mekayim it unless you own a behemoth and you mashvis the behemoth. So it could turn out that if you're kona behemoth, you're mekayim the mitzvah of shvisas behemto. You're allowing yourself to be mekayim the mitzvah of shvisas behemto, and that's the great mitzvah involved over here. But again, Tosas kasha that it's that the lashon of kedusha just doesn't fit. Is still a very strong kasha. So Tosos and the Shidduch Mubetzes explain that the Gemara over here, when it says Mevili de Kedushas, when it talks about that Maisel of the Kedusha, is referring to Mevili de Kedushas Bechora. Because the Vlad of this Ubar, if it turns out to be a male, is now going to have Kedushas Bechora. Meaning, if I buy the Ubar, so granted, this Ubar may not have Kedushas Bechora because its mother was owned by a guy, but now that I own the Ubar, if this Ubar grows up and has its own child, that child is going to have Kedushas Bechora. So that's Maisi Lo the Kedusha. That's what it means that you're bringing Kedusha. The Tel Torah, Meir Arik, just wonders on Rashi, that it sounds from Rashi that the Gemara is trying to say that Lulei Shalokech, maybe Lidei Kedusha, that had the Lokech not been bringing the animal into Kedusha, by purchasing the animal, we would have made some sort of knas that he would have to do Petra Chamar. But L'chor, that's very difficult, because so long as you're not Mafkia Kedusha from it, why would you make a knas? Meaning, why would we make a penalty for someone who doesn't do a positive act of bringing Kedusha? If I'm Afkia Kedusha, I understand. But the Mashmos of Rashi is, had I not been doing this great positive thing of bringing it to Kedusha, then there would have been some sort of Knas. So why would there be some sort of Knas for not doing, not bringing it Lidei Kedusha? So he's Mefarish, based on the Torah's Kohanim and the Medrash, that anything that you that a person acquires, there's a requirement, a preference at least, to dafka be kona from a Jew and not from a guy. So therefore, when you buy the Uber Chamor Shel Akum, there's makom to say that there should be a Knas, because you didn't buy from a Jew. I'm sure there are plenty of Jews that are willing to sell the Uber of their behemos, but you decided to frequent the store of a guy, to buy from a guy. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Since you bring it to Kedusha, which is you bring it to Shvisa Shabbos in Rashi's understanding, so that's better than buying it from a Jew even, because when you buy it from a Jew, it already has Shvisa Shabbos and it's already in Kedusha. When you buy it from a guy, you're doing that positive that outweighs the inherent negative of buying from a guy. Okay, says the Gemara. So Vayter in the Gemara now. So we just explained why we need the first two cases. Had I only had the case of the Lokeach, I would have said, yeah, that's why there's no Knas over there, because you're doing a positive act of bringing to Kedusha. But Mocher, where you're Mafkia the Kedusha, I would think there's some sort of Knas. So Kamash Mulan. Now, next case. V'mishtatif l'olamali. Why do I need the case where I make a Shutvus with the guy that I'm put from Petr Chamar? Isn't that obvious? So says Gemara, no, it's not so obvious, because in that case, Bedavka, we find that someone disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a guy doesn't own the mother in its entirety, nor the fetus in its entirety, the guy owns a chelek in both. He's a shutuf with you in both parts, that you're chayiv in bechora on such an animal. So Kamash Mulan, so our mission wants to tell me, not like Rabbi Yehuda, to peturim in a bechora, that you're pater from bechora. So that's certainly a great chiddush, to tell me la fuke yeshita of a very widely respected Tana.
So fine, v'amekabel lameli. Why do I need the case where I'm mekabel the animal of a guy to raise it and to care for it, and in return I'm going to get the fetus, I'm going to get the peros from that animal? What's the chiddush of that case? That in that case I'm going to be pater? Obviously I'm going to be pater. The entire animal is owned by a guy. So says Gemara Mishum to kabay lemisim v'anosin labekabala. There's no chiddush in that case. That's just setting up the next case where I own the animal and I have the guy working with the animal, and the fetus is going to be pater from Petach Hamar. What's the chiddush then of the case where I'm nosin labekabala, where I own the animal and I have the guy working with it? So it's chiddush is as follows: Salka daitach amina hol v'ikar behema di Yisrael hi liknasei dil nasi lechlifi bebehema achriti kamash malan. I might have thought, well, everyone knows that the mother belongs to a Jew, and therefore maybe we should make a knas, because if a child of an animal that belongs to a Jew is going to be pater from Petach Hamar, people will think that all children of animals that belong to a Jew are pater from Petach Hamar, and that's no good, because obviously, typically, if you own an animal and it has a baby, you're chayv in Petach Hamar. So dafka, when the Jew owns the mother, so that's why we dafka want to make a strong impression that the child is going to be chayv in Petach Hamar, and therefore make a din d'rabbanan to that effect, that even though the fetus is owned by a guy, kamash malan, we don't make any such takaras l'cham. Apparently, we're not concerned about dilma asil l'chlufei, that you might come to confuse it for another animal that you own. Tanan hasam, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura, ben b'seira matir b'sus. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir on to sell to an ovid chavim, meaning even though we learned before that there's an isser to sell to a guy on a behema gasa, Rabbi Yehuda allows selling to an ovid chavim a behema that broke its leg. Ben Becerra is matir, because obviously if the animal broke its leg, it's not working. So you don't have to worry about the working on Shabbos issue. And Ben Becerra is matir besus. Why? Because a sus doesn't really do malacha. A sus you only use to ride. Now, riding on an animal on Shabbos is usser, but riding on an animal on Shabbos is not an iser daraisa, it's a shvus. That because really the chai no se satsmo, why isn't it considered that the animal is doing malacha? After all, it's carrying, it's doing hotzah, it's carrying you on its back. No, carrying you on its back is not a malacha, because a human being is considered a chai no se satsmo. A human being is assumed to be carrying himself. So therefore, it's only a din d'rabbanan, it's only an issur d'rabbanan to ride on an animal on Shabbos. There is no issur d'oraisa in terms of shvisas behema to have the horse, to ride on a horse on Shabbos. So that's why Ben Becerra wasn't worried about selling a horse to a guy on Shabbos. Now, Tosos writes in Maseches Avodah Zarah that Rashi over here was not so precise in the way he presents it exactly. Tosos Avodah Zarah Yudalar and Beis writes that if you look carefully in Maseches Shabbos, even according to the Chacham, that a chai no se satsmo, and there's no isser rechiva, there's no isser to ride a behema, to ride a horse on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to sell a horse that's miyuchal the rechiva, that's meant for riding, that which the Chacham asked to sell a horse to a guy, that's dafka by a sus that's miyuah dases al gaba ofos. That's only for a horse that's meant for carrying birds. I mean, Rashi over here says that it's Ben Becerra that's matir besus, because according to Ben Becerra, you don't have to worry a chay no seis atzmo, which makes it sound like the chachamim would disagree. No, the chacham would agree that if it's a horse that's meant for riding, that it's also mutter to sell it to a guy. The chachamim are only going to be machmir in a horse that's not meant for riding, in a horse that's meant for carrying ofos, because according to the Chachamim, we don't say a chai no se esatzmo when it comes to carrying animals, when it comes to carrying ofos. So that's the slight imprecision in Rashi over here, according to Tosfos Maseches Avodah Zarah. Fine, frak the Gemara though. Ibai luhu Ubar mali amar Rabbi Yehuda. What about selling an Ubar to a guy? Do you worry about Shvisas Behema in that case, when you sell an Ubar to a guy? So Taimid Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Deshari Mishum Deshvura Uber Nami Shavarhu. Do we say, well, Rabbi Yehuda allows selling an animal with a broken leg, because an animal with a broken leg can't work on Shabbos? Well, guess what? An Uber can't either work on Shabbos. An Uber can't work at all. It's a fetus. It's inside the mother. Odilma Shvura Lav Hainu Urche. Aval Uber Kivin Hainu Urche Lav Shavarhu. Or maybe you'd say, no, Shvura is different because it's not the normal way. But an Uber is completely normal in its development, so therefore it would be Aser. What difference does it make if it's Urche urcha or not. So if you look at Rashi, al zilma shvura laf haynu urcha de behema liyo shvura. It's not normal for an animal to be broken. Hilkach davar chidashu v'lo asi lichlufei lahatir mechira shlema. Meaning, therefore, maybe by a shvura, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned if we allow you to sell a shvura, you'll sell other animals. Because a shvura is so unusual, no one will ever confuse it with other animals. But an ubar is very usual. That's very normal. It's every animal at one point in its life was an ubar. And that you might confuse with other animals. So clearly, for the reason that it might work, you're right, an ubar is not going to work either, and therefore you don't have to, it shouldn't be a problem technically. The question is, did the Rabbanon make it a problem? Because they were afraid that if you sell an ubar, you're going to sell other animals as well. The Tosfos points out there's another difference between a shvura and an ubar. An animal that's shvura is never going to fully heal. It's never going to really be able to do work properly. An ubar is one day going to be born. And when it's born, it will then be able to do work. So when you are mocha that behemoth to a guy, it will do malacha on Shabbos, just not right away. You just have to wait till it's born and grows up a little, then it's going to do the malacha on Shabbos. And that's taka the reason that it's going to be aser. So that's the Tosfos points out. That's the Gemara could have said that. And the Gemara will allude to such a similar type of din. But anyway, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara is, can you sell an Ubar to an Ovid Kochavim? Is that a problem of putting it in a position of Malacha on Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Raya number one. The Gemara is going to have several Rayas, I think three Rayas. So Raya number, three Rayas the Gemara is going to have. Raya number one, Tashima. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaMekabel Behema, V'amokhalo, Afal Bisheino Rashai. If a person, our Mishnah says, if you sell Behema, you sell a fetus of a behema to a guy, afal pi sheino rashai, even though you're not allowed to. V'lo palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda never says, no, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay by a shvura, but he never says over here it's okay by a fetus. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not okay by a fetus, that just like you're not allowed to sell a regular behema to a guy, and even though Rabbi Yehuda makes an exception for a broken animal, there's no such exception for a fetus. It's aser to sell a fetus to a guy. So, frak l'gemara l'tameich, if that's the diuk, that any time it doesn't say afal pi sheino rashai, or any time there's no machlokes hamishtatif lo v'makablim benu v'anosin lo b'kabala d'lo katani hachnami d'lo palig. Where it doesn't say afal pi sheino rashai by the other cases in our Mishnah, so you want to tell me that there's no machlokas, so that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't disagree? Rabbi Yehuda, of course, how could you say that? So ela palig v'lo katani. So it must be that there are cases where there is right. If you look at the first Rashi, first wide line of Rashi, tamecha mishtatif lo dekatani masis linim b'chor de pater v'lo katani Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Never says Rabbi Yehuda says you mechayev. Case, we will find that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with these cases. Mishtatif lo, we know Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. We know beferish that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So just like it's palug v'lo katani in that case, so it's palug v'lo katani in this case as well. Meaning, in a chinami, our Mishnah is not talking about the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So granted, our Mishnah says if you're mochel af plishen rashai, that's the shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't show up. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to show up in our Mishnah. Our whole Mishnah is only a reflection of the Sheet of the Rabbanan. So, and our question was within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The whole question we were asking was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to sell an animal that's shavur to a guy, can you sell an Uber to a guy? So you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't reflect the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda at all. Our Mishnah is exclusively the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Fine. Tashema, raya number two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaMekabel Behema Menovid Kochavim V'yolda. If a person is Mekabel, the Achray is to raise an animal of Menovid Kochavim and V'yolda, and it gives birth. So Malinoso B'Shavyo V'nosin Chatzi Dam of L'Kohen. You evaluate what it's worth and you give half of the value to a Kohen. But it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf to be brought in the Mizbeach because half of it belongs to Menovid Kochavim. But you figure out what it's worth and you give half of the value to a Kohen. V'nosin Lo B'Kabbalah. If a person gives his own animal, Jewish owned animal, to a guy to take care of, even though he's not permitted to do that, Then he faces a knas, since he didn't concern himself with what the chacham said, that you're not allowed to be nosin lovid kochavim. So we make a special knas up until 10 times its value to be able to get it back, and you have to give all of it to a kohen. So my lava ubar. So what are we talking about with that? It's eno rashai. What's eno rashai? Isn't eno rashai going on the ubar that you're not allowed to sell an ubar to an lovid kochavim? So says Gemara, lo, a behema. No, who said about an Uber? We're talking about selling a behema to an Ovikam. That's what's in a Rashai. I frek the Gemara of a Hadamav Katani. Doesn't say Dameha, it says Damav, which must be going on Uber in the masculine. So Tani, Dameha. Okay, change it. It should say Dameha. Hanosin kol damav l'kohen katani, but it says give all of its value, all the money, to the kohen. V'i behema kohen mayavidite. But if you're talking about the mother, what does a kohen get the money of the mother for? The uber makes sense because you have a din of b'choros. But what is a mother? What's the mother's value going to a kohen for? Sacha ma'eskinan ki go to yavle behema ma'abarta l'ptuma. The case is, you give a pregnant animal to the non-Jew to fatten up the animal, that once we're going to make a knas on the behema itself, we're going to make a knas on the person, on the behema itself, so we're going to make a knas on the ubar, on the ubar as well. And therefore, you will have to give the value of the ubar to a kohen. But primarily, the isser was on the behema, on the mother. The isser is the mother. The isser is not selling the ubar, but once we're making a knas for having violated the isser of selling the mother, so we make a knas on the ubar as well. Now Rashi, on Amud Aleph, when Rabbi Yehuda says, if you mekabel from Novik Chavim, so you're malin also b'shavio, and you give chatzi dam of the kohen, so Rashi writes that it's not kadosh with kedushas haguf to be brought on the mizbeach, because it's chatzi ala ovid kochavim, because it's half owned by a guy. So the Brisk Rav is medayek from Rashi, but it sounds from Rashi that the reason that there's no kedushas haguf is not because you can't have kedusha lechatzotin. You can't have kedusha halfway. Rather, the reason is because there's a chelek that's owned by a guy. That the part of this payment is owned by a guy, and whenever a guy has a chelek in half of it, that patters the entire animal. But the Brisk Rav says misvara. He would have said that the reason there's not chal, why there's no kedusha b'chor chal, is because it's not shayach that there should be kedusha lechatzotin. Meaning, it's not that when a guy has a yad be'emtza, when a guy has a hand in the animal, mimela the entire animal's pater. No, it's not that the guy's ownership paters the entire animal. It works in a different way. It's that really the guy paters his half. Now your half should be chayiv and should have kedusha, but there's a din that you can't have kedusha lechatzayin. But mitzad dine bechor be'emes it would have been chal on half. So the fact that the guy has a chelik in the behema is not enough of reason to pater it from dine bechor. So if you say that, you understand very well that even though there's no kedushas bechor in the behema, there's still a din of matnos kahuna, and you have to be shamanos abishavya and give half to a kohen, because mitzad the kedusha can't be chal on half an animal, but mitzad the dinim of bechora, just because a guy owns half of it, doesn't pater all of it from the dinim of bechora. The Jew's half is still chayv bechora. But according to Rashi, the mashmos of Rashi, why is it taka that there's a din that you have to give him the matnos kuna on the behemah? Mikra din, there's no kedusha at all. Mikra din, there's no kedusha at all that's chal on the animal. That once a guy has half of it, the whole thing is pata from everything. So that's very difficult. The Brisk Rav points out, and he brings rayas that he's correct from a Gemara Maseches Tmura. He has a very difficult time with this Rashi. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now on Amud Beis. Raya number three. Again, we're still trying to figure out what the halacha is when a person sells an ubar to a guy. Is that permissible to sell an ubar to a guy? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a shavura to a guy. Would the same thing be true by an ubar? So Raya number three, Amar Ravashi, Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura, m'neshe'ini chalul esrapos. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to sell a shvura to a guy because it can never have a refua. Hayichalul esrapos, asar. But it sounds like if it could have a refua, then it would be asar. And an Uber can't have a refuah. Obviously, we'll have a refuah. It's not even sick. It's just, it can't work yet because it's too young and it's not born yet. Once it's born, normal development is it will one day be able to do work. So, shmamina. So we see from there clearly that an ubar would not be in, would be included in the iser and would not be included in the exception to the iser of shavura. And this is exactly what Tosfos was referring to on Amud Aleph, right? When Tosfos says the Tosfos recorded the Tosfos Dibra Maskal Aval, that since it's when we phrase the two tzadim of the suffix, we said maybe an ubar since it's orche, it's not considered a shavura. We could have said the other side of the suffix, what the Gemara's actual conclusion is, that the ubar since it will one day do work, it's not considered a shvura. But I guess the Gemara didn't want to show its hand too early. That's the conclusion, so we save it for the conclusion. Fine. Now,
why don't we say that maybe the ubar is going to be a female? We don't consider that a
problem. No, this is talking about this. No, this isn't about Bechor issue now. This is just talking about the Isra of selling an animal to a guy where the Isra is going to be a Melecha Shabbos issue, that the guy is going to work with it on Shabbos. So that's an Isra Drabanan to sell an animal to a guy that he's going to work with on Shabbos, lest you come to rent or lend it to a guy. And that applies to a female animal, same way it applies to a male. So this isn't a Din Bechor right now that we're talking about. Ironically, on the first daf of Bechoros. Welcome to, that's Talmud Bavli. Everything's a tangent.
So, animals,
right, yeah. So, V'ika D'masna Masnisin. And now, the next 10 lines or so are just a complete, 15 lines are a complete repeat of everything we said already, but it's going to just start with a different angle. Some start the whole conversation with the Mishnah. V'amochelo afal pishena rashai. Meaning, instead of starting with the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's matir b'shvura, and then we raise the question, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about an ubar? They start the conversation with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you sell the guy the ubar, even though you're not allowed to. So the Gemara right away says, so our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell a shvura, and isn't an ubar the same thing as a shvura? That's the assumption we're working with. Says Gemara, no, what are you talking about? An ubar and a shvura are not at all the same. An ubar is normal, a shvura is abnormal. So there's no issur of selling an ubar to, there is an issur of selling an ubar to a guy. There's no exception to the rule by an ubar. Rabbi Yehuda's exception to the rule is only by a shvura. Tashma, so we bring a rai, Rabbi Domer, Mekal Beiman, Ovi Chavim, Yaldam, Alanos, Obishavi, Vanos, Chatsi, Dom, Vakoin, Vanos, Nabakabalav, Nishen, Rashi, Konsnos, Adas, Arba, Dom, Vanos, Lekal, Dom, Vakoin. Same rai we had at the bottom of Amad Aleph, word for word. My love, a ubar. So when we say that you're not allowed to do it, aren't we talking about the ubar, that it's an issur to sell the ubar to Novi Chavim? So lo, a Beiman, now we're talking about the Beiman. Iva, Domov, Katani, in the masculine, Tri, Domeha. So say Domeha. Vanosin Koldam of the Kohen Katani, you give it to a Kohen, Vi'i Behema Kohen Maya Vidite. But if we're talking about the Isra of the mother and not the Isra of the Ubar, what's a Kohen doing in the picture? Same exact Kasha. Hachmayaskin and Gondiyav Behema Ma'abartal Ptuma, Demigo to Kansin Leia Behema Kansin Leia Ubar. Same answer, that you're giving a pregnant animal to the guy to fatten up. So once we make a Knas on the mother, we make a Knas on the Ubar as well. Amar Vashi Tashima, Raya number 2, which again is a repeat. Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvura Meisheini Cholulis Rappos. Rabbi Yehuda's Matir on a broken animal because it's not able to have a refuah. Hayicholulis Rappos Aser. Sounds like if it could have had a refuah, it would be Aser. So v'hai namik yachalus rapos tami, an ubar is yachalus rapos, it can have a refuah. So shmamina, so that's the ultimate, that's the final proof. So we only have two proofs because we started with proof number one. The starting point of the conversation was our Mishnah, which in the first version was proof number one. So fine, that puts a cap on that conversation. Now, ibayiluhu, machar behema l'ubre mai. What would be the halacha if you sell an animal for its ubar? What's the din then? So Rashi points out that what's the shaila over here? What's the question? The question is, it's a suffix, do we make a knas on him to be poda adasar bedamav, because he sold the behemoth to Novik Chavim, and this suffix is good, meaning, what do we allow that to go through, or do we make a knas on you? You've already sold it. The sale was binding. Now, do you have to undo it? Do you have to be poda adasar bedamav to get the animal back? If you look at Rashi, behema l'ubre, kigon sha'adayin lo nis'abra, it's not yet pregnant. Umachlo kalavlado sha'asidin l'saber, you sold him the rights to all of the future fetuses, all the future babies of that animal. Ubehemat v'lo machlo, but you still own the animal. So ma'u l'konsul l'ftosu mishumachro behema l'ovid k'chavim. Prior to anything else, do you have to, now that we've concluded that you're not even allowed to sell an ubar to an Ovid Chavim, if you sell future ubros to an Ovid Chavim, is there an immediate kenas to try to buy back those the rights to those ubros. So tibay le Rabbi Yehuda, tibay le Rabbanan. It's a shaila both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan. Tibay le Rabbi Yehuda, it's a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda, because what Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda held you're allowed to sell a shvura to a guy. Ad kan lo kashar Rabbi Yehuda el b'shvura d'lo asi l'chlufei. That's when does Rabbi Yehuda matir? That's only by a shvura, even though shvura can have children, and those children are going to work for a guy, right? So, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda only allows selling a shvura, because you're never going to come to confuse a shvura for a regular animal. Aval shleima da'asi l'chlufei, aser. But a shleima that you're selling for its ubar, meaning you're not actually selling the animal, you're selling for its ubar, you might think that the guy is really selling the animal, you'll come to confuse it for a regular animal, and you'll come to sell the regular animal. It's asi l'chlufei, you're going to allow a real full mechira of a regular animal, because after all, this is a regular animal. Granted, you're not selling it, you're only selling its ubros, but since it is a real regular animal, we're afraid you're going to come to sell fully a real regular animal. Oh, Dilmer, maybe no. Maybe you mashvur the paska minei, the kolshkein shleima, the lo paska minei. If by a shvura you're allowed to sell, and by a shvura it's a final, full-fledged sale, you're not keeping anything for yourself, and Rabbi Yehuda still allows you to sell the shvura, so over here where you're actually keeping the animal, you're only selling the future ubros of the animal, so maybe there's no concern over here. This is less of a problem than a shvura. Those are the two tzadim within Rabbi Yehuda. Tibay l'rabbanan. We also have two tzadim within the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka asri rabbanan el b'shvura de paskamine. Maybe the rabbanan only asri selling a shvura because that sale is final. Aval shlema de lo paskamine sharu. But when it comes to the sale of the ubar of a shlema, where you're still maintaining the ownership of the animal itself, maybe the rabbanan will say it's mutter. Or maybe say the other svara, that if the Rabbanan asr even a shvura, where it doesn't even look like a regular animal, kol shekein they would asr selling the ubar of a regular animal, lest you come to sell a regular animal. So it's a shaila both ways. So says Gemara, v'taymi the Rabbanan mishum hachiyu, is this really the motivating factor, the real reason of the Rabbanan? V'atanya, amrlo the Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo marbiin aleha violedas, that the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, that aren't you worried that they're going to be marbia on the shvura? How can you allow them to allow someone to sell a shvura to a guy? Aren't you worried they're going to mate that shvura and the shvura is going to give birth to babies? So it sounds like the whole reason of the Rabbanan is because the Rabbanan are concerned of Ubrim. So shouldn't that answer our question? That for the Rabbanan, it should be usher to sell a behemel ubreha to an Ovid Chavim? Because the Rabbanan's whole concern about a Shvura is that they'll make Ubrim out of it. So if that's their whole concern about a Shvura, they're not worried about the animal itself, they're worried about the Uber. So of course it's going to be usher to sell a Shleima li ubreha. So hachi kamalei. No, this is the way to understand the conversation. Time of the dawn, mishum dasi luchlevi bebehem. The Rabbanan say we don't like the idea of selling a shvura because we think people will confuse that for selling a regular behema. Ela at my time of shavisa, mishum dei nichal l'shrapos. You, Rabbi Yehuda, why do you think it's okay to sell the shvura? Because you say, the shvura is never going to do work anyway. Kiman dezavna l'shchita dami, and therefore it's as if it was sold just for shchita. It's like selling a regular animal for shchita, where you don't have to worry about the work that's going to be done with it. What do you mean it's only for Shechita, the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yehuda? V'lo marbiin alevi aledes, they might still use that animal for mating. V'kivin the Rabbi alevi aledes, mishallah. And since they're going to be marbiya on it, they'll leave it around for a long time for the tzarech of the vlados. And someone who sees such an animal in the house of the guy, after a year or two, is going to think that you're allowed to sell a regular animal to an Ovid Chavim. Meaning, so the Rabbanan say, in principle, you're right, the Shvura doesn't do any work. But people are definitely going to confuse that if they leave it around the house long enough, they're definitely going to confuse it for a regular animal that you're allowed to sell to an Ovid Chavim, and they will leave it around the house because they're going to want to mate that animal. They're not going to just slaughter it. So Vamr Lahu Likshateled Dilomikabel Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, why would they ever leave it around the house to mate it? It's not going to ever mate. It's not Mikabel Zachar. If the animal's not healthy, the animal's maimed, it's not Mikabel Zachar. The only thing this animal would be good for, says Rabbi Yehuda, is for Shchita. You don't have to worry that that they're gonna go to get a veterinarian to try to heal the animal and then mate the animal. Much easier that much more likely the guy is just going to slaughter the animal. It's not a machlokes mitzias, machlokes in halacha. Of do you have to be choshesh that the guy is going to try to nurse the animal back to health and then have babies from the animal, leave the animal around for a long time? That's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Okay, so we'll bring Raya to the shaila tomorrow.